Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, talking about the beef. It's What's for Dinner 300 in just a few moments.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
This last Saturday, it was Beef, It's What's for Dinner 300, a NASCAR race to kick off the season, and what a great event. Colin Woodall, National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO, one of the beef industry folks on hand to help celebrate the race and tell consumers about beef. Colin, tremendous event.
Well, it did make it a fantastic event, and we know that the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand is still one of the most recognized brands in the United States. So be able to take that brand and apply it to a NASCAR race has allowed us a great opportunity to get out and tell our story to all these race fans, because NASCAR brings a different demographic than they once did. So we have a lot of diehard beef eaters, and those are ones we're trying to convince to eat just one more beef meal a week, but also a lot of folks who want to know what's going on with beef production, and this gave us a great opportunity to sell our story and talk about how that beef, how that steak, how that hamburger ends up on the plate.
And in this case, Colin, it was the Federation of State Beef Councils leading the way.
So this was a great illustration of how the Federation of State Beef Councils actually works. The Federation is the group of all the beef councils that exist in many states across the country. And in fact, the Oklahoma Beef Council was one of the major players and drivers behind our activation here at the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. And NCBA is proud to be the home of the Federation. So to be able to see the NCBA staff, to see the Cattlemen's Beef Board come out and be a part of this, along with all of the volunteers from many of our state beef councils, that's why we were able to pull this off. That's why we were able to be able to have such a strong beef presence here in Daytona throughout the entire weekend.
And when you think about, you know, the various beef councils involved, you mentioned Oklahoma, Florida, of course, had a big role to play. They helped with the video that featured one of the drivers. A marvelous, marvelous undertaking.
Indeed it is. But in fact, it is every beef council that contributed some sort of support, whether that was in person or financial. This was definitely a full Federation engagement. And again, just to have the opportunity to get out and talk to so many consumers. We had the opportunity to have some roping dummies set up so folks could practice their roping. We were able to give out beef sliders, and we were making everybody's day. Matter of fact, the line was kind of around the tent and beyond as people were waiting to get their hands on some good old beef. And it was fun to talk to folks and just see how many of them are true beef supporters. And again, to be able to connect them to the producers who are providing that beef for them that they all just so love so much.
I know that this was an opportunity that was seized upon a year ago, kind of a pandemic type opportunity, I guess you might call it. And it seems like year two, you were able to build on what was accomplished in 2021.
Well, not only were we able to build on it, we were able to really multiply our efforts. Last year, we were still very much in a pandemic situation. This time, we have many more people here. All the restrictions are off. And so anytime you get that chance to have that one-on-one connection, it's really important. It's one thing to get out and talk about telling your story, but you can look somebody in the eye and talk about how we are taking care of our cattle, taking care of our natural resources, and making sure that they have a healthy, nutritious beef meal. People look at that, and it was amazing the number of folks who had great questions for us. So being able to have that face-to-face connection, I think, is one of the things that really makes this Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. Such a great opportunity for us and a great use of checkoff dollars.
I guess end of the day, that's what it's all about. Good bang for the buck.
We have to be great stewards of these dollars. These are hard-earned dollars by every cattle producer who invests in the checkoff. And we have to make sure that we are spending them wisely. And the way that we do that is engage with the consumer and to gauge their reaction. So very positive reactions here. And again, not only just to promote our product, to promote the brand, but also to promote what we do as cattle producers. And we're very proud of the results of the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. And hopefully we can have more years to come.
Colin Woodall on the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to the Spring Bull Sale at Quartermaster Creek Angus coming up Wednesday, February 23rd, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling will be 142-year-old bulls as well as several commercial females carrying QC genetics. Come and bid in person or watch and bid on CCI Live, catalogs, videos, and more available at quartermastercreek.com. That's quartermastercreek.com. Quartermaster Creek Angus Bull Sale, February 23rd. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.